dictation for Rhonda, R-H-O-N-D-A, Horton, H-O-R-T-O-N, May 27, 54, addresses a letter to Tricia, T-R-I-C-I-A, Lawton, L-A-W-T-O-N, 953-5153. Dear Mrs. Lawton, teleconference for Mrs. Horton, last visit September, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, no hospital admission, last week 5 days of severe diarrhea, did not have to go to the emergency room, no blood melena, no fever, no abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, was eating toast and fruit, bananas, she lives alone, nobody else affected, already resolved, no changes in urination, no infection, cloudiness or blood, no gross edema, no respiratory symptoms, no chest pain, palpitation, syncope, no weakness, no focal deficit, no orthopnea, PND, no rash, no bleeding, nose, gums. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight the only blood pressure, Norvasc. Otherwise, diabetes, triglycerides, and medication for her psychological condition. Next paragraph, she's awake, alert, oriented, time 3, has not been able to check blood pressure or weight at home. She says that that blood pressure in your office was good. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries from March, creatinine is stable around 1.1 for a GFR of 50, stage 3. Electrolyte, acid-base, albumin, phosphorus, normal. Calcium remains elevated, 10.9. No gross anemia, normal white blood cell platelets. Previous testing of vitamin D25 has been normal. PTH has been suppressed. PTH-related peptide not elevated. Vitamin D125 was elevated at 82 for an upper normal for the lab at 78. Looking for sarcoidosis, ACE enzyme level was actually suppressed, not elevated. There was a minor increase of the kappa, K-A-P-P-A, light change level with a normal level of lambda. Vitamin A was normal. Immunofixation, no monoclonal protein. She is known to have no blood or protein in the urine, no increase of albumin creatinine ratio, although there is calcium oxalates. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number one, hypercalcemia with suppressed PTH and elevated vitamin D125. However, there is no clear-cut evidence for sarcoidosis or any other granulomatous disease. Calcium remains elevated but not symptomatic. Kidney function is stable. Nothing to suggest overt plasma cell disorder. She was back on vitamin D, which I'm requesting to discontinue. Next blood test in few months, we will repeat vitamin D125 to make sure if we need to go further testing based on that results. Next number, minor elevation of kappa monoclonal protein and non-significance, as there is no overt evidence for multiple myeloma or similar conditions. Next number, CKD stage 3, appears stable over time, no progression and not symptomatic. Next number, blood pressure on treatment, needs to be checked at home. Next number, diabetes. Next paragraph, all these issues discussed at length with the patient. End of dictation.